There was a total of 73,000 sockeye delivered yesterday across the peninsula for a total of 105,000 to date. Pink salmon, 8,500 harvested and delivered, and 19,000 chum. Total chum now at 26,000. Shumigan Islands had the biggest one-day delivery so far for the season off the closure. 23,000 sockeye were delivered yesterday, roughly 23,000 sockeye. They're now at 23,180. For pink salmon, 4,000 delivered. And then for chum, 5,000 brought in for a total now of 5,200. For the South Unimak area, there was a total of just around 45,000 delivered yesterday for sockeye. They're at 82,000. They're now at 10,000 pinks and 21,000 chums in the South Unimak area. Looking at the Alaska Peninsula report, Chignik staying on track. 5,000 sockeye up the weir yesterday. They're at 25,000. Still far and away the best since 2017. Nelson River had 680 for a total now of 2,100. Nelson River looking very strong compared to the last 10. Bear River, 600 yesterday for a total now of just shy of 1,000, putting them at the mid-range point of the last 10 years. Ilnik River, 193 yesterday for a total of 2,700. Orzinski with no fish, they still have none. And then Ilyak River with two fish yesterday for a total of six. Some openings for set net are planned for the Igeshiak River, so Bristol Bay starting to get online. We'll see what happens and keep you updated, but there have been no harvest summary reports from Bristol Bay yet, and nothing new from Kodiak, which is still confidential. That does it for the fish report here on KSDP.
end of the rainbow, there's that is gold.
Thank you. the UFOs. Waiting for the UFOs. We are waiting for the UFOs.
Yeah! Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're going to destroy.
Waiting for the bus all day. to find true love and tenderness on the block. She'll find true love and tenderness on the block.
Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his whole head and long bill to probe for prey. A flock of medium-sized sandpipers is foraging right at the tide line, where the water creeps up the beach, probing in the damp sand for small mollusks. These are red knots, my friend says, a flock of ruddy turnstones. Shorebirds with relatively short legs and stubby bills is closest to us, working the cast seaweed at yesterday's high tide line. Turnstones are aptly named for their foraging technique of flipping over stones and seaweed on the shore to look for small invertebrates. Many of these shorebirds are migrating through this area of coastline, headed to their breeding grounds further north. Since different species use different feeding strategies for prey, they minimize direct competition for available food. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
Thank you. Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Just remember that the goal is Thank you. just need some place.